everybody. This is your host, the Crazy Uncle, coming to you with a completely different format and see if you guys like it. But for right now, let's have a talk over a beer and let's talk about something very important. And it has to do with the upcoming, it's here. The financial crunch that's coming. You know, I'm not going to go into supply pitfalls and how the government is quite literally twisting the valve shut so that there's less and less for everyone else. Believe me, there are plenty of other channels that go through that, and I'm pretty sure if you're on this channel, you're smart enough to understand it. Now, that being said, something that is just starting to come up, and it's going to become more of a factor, especially if you're single, is the fact that there's going to be more women that are going to approach you looking to see if you're a sucker so that they can leech off of you. Now, if you're thinking, oh, I'll just take her to bed for a night and, you know, pay for a meal, you better watch. She ain't going to take you to bed. Remember, they are the gatekeepers of that section, okay? They're the gatekeepers of sex. We only gatekeep when it comes to relationships. Now, the thing is, if they know you're well off, they're going to be like, oh, that's okay, I'm on the pill. Never, ever believe that. If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. Wrap that shit up, and for the love of God, dispose of it yourself. Sperm jacking's a thing, all right? And by the way, if you're one of these guys who deliberately gets a girl pregnant, you deserve an ass-whooping, extremely bad, you womb-raiding piece of shit. Now, on to the finance portion. I want you to actually look at your finances before you even consider any of this. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, which I hope you're not because it's going to get a whole lot worse, then you need to seriously, seriously rethink your dating at all, okay? If you're already in a relationship and she's not willing to tighten her purse strings while you're tightening your belt, you're in trouble. You're in some serious fucking trouble. And I strongly suggest you listen to, like, Better Bachelor, SSM, and all those guys, and see what they can do about getting you some help, because I can't help you on that. What I really, really want to get into is the fact that a lot of women are going to use this, A, to eat, which we all know are foodie calls. And by the way, I brought that up with the women at work when they said they're trying to fix me up with somebody. Oh dear God, they thought I was joking. They really did. They thought I was joking until I said it in front of a bunch of guys we work with, and they're just nodding their heads. Yep, that's exactly what happens. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh crap, we've been busted. And shocker, they didn't set me up with their friends like they said. Yeah, no kidding. I am too old and too tired to deal with that bullshit. I really am. And any of you should be too tired for that, because the first date is supposed to be just a drink or a cup of coffee. If they're not willing to do that and just get to know you, they can piss right the hell off. Now, I'm starting to go into the weeds, so I'm just going to make this short and sweet. One, make sure she does not find out your finances. Two, do not allow her into your cell phone. Make sure all your PayPal accounts and MyPay or whatever the hell it is, whatever you pay on there, is locked. Make sure you keep the passcodes in your head and nowhere else. This has happened where they will get a hold of your phone, they see what passcode you use to get into the phone, and they'll just steal from you. Don't let that happen. Two, be aware of the common scams. If I can think of it later, I'll do another one on that. One of the things you always want to make sure of is you got to wrap that up. There's going to be, not dangerous, but desperate. Actually, those go together. I don't know who said it first, but they're desperate. That makes them dangerous. And these desperate women are going to desperately try to get pregnant. First off, if you're fucking without a condom, you're a moron. Secondly, you better demand a paternity test. If they give you any shit, just tell them you've been freaking scammed in the past and you need to make sure. If you can do that, and stick by your guns. Don't, oh, but you don't trust me. Shut the fuck up. Okay, this is your life. I'm all about setting people up for success. Do not set yourself up for failure. I'm going to leave it at that before I make this video too damn long. This is your crazy uncle punching out.